You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Armand Rusta, author of the book, The Seven Pillars of Digital Marketing, that now is also a digital marketing academy that offers training for individuals related or not to the marketing field, small business owners, and entrepreneurs. It also provides agency and corporation certifications in this new methodology. Mr. Rusta, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Likewise, it's great to be here.
You bet. So if you would, tell us about your background to build a bridge directly to the seven pillars of digital marketing.
Sure, Eric. Basically, over the last 20 years since I graduated from college in 1996, I've been focused on building companies and entrepreneurship. So the startup journey, or actually multiple startup journeys, have been really defined my experience. And then what we'll talk about mostly today is what I've learned through that process and how we've kind of brought all the learnings and best practices into a particular format, which we think and we've seen work to help companies grow and have success.
Now, Mr. Rusta, get into why you did create the Seven Pillars Marketing System.
Well, for the last 16 years, Eric, I've been running this marketing agency called Blue Liner. We're based in New York City, and it's a full-service agency. We do digital marketing, you know, web design, branding, and the whole spectrum of services, mostly for small businesses and startups. And what we found is, especially with the pace of change and all the new tactics and social media, different strategies coming out, it really has been overwhelming for entrepreneurs and small business owners and even marketers that work professionally in agencies to keep up. So I decided to create this system as a way to kind of organize the rapidly changing environment and help clients, the business owners, and people even in our own team to better structure the way they approach marketing. So from a standpoint of planning, brainstorming, and then actually execution of the services, as well as then understanding how to analyze what's working and what's not, I felt that a framework was lacking, and it was a little bit more of kind of like the Wild West in terms of the way people practice different tactics and just kind of went off and just experimented with a bunch of different tactics and hoped that some combination of what they were doing would work. Now, with Seven Pillars, there's a bit more structure. It's a bit more systematic. We give people tools to kind of measure the success of different campaigns and tactics and then know when it's time to possibly make strategic shifts.
Also, if you would, get into what are the different components of the system and how can people utilize these?
Sure. Sure. So the seven pillars, which is interesting, Eric, when we started this paradigm, so to speak, back in 2004, at first it was actually the five pillars, then it was the six pillars. And as new services and tools like Facebook and different types of social media came online, we added to the system. So it's been an evolution. But I think we've reached the point over the last 6-7 years where although things will keep changing, the framework we have can kind of contain even new things that come into the market, things like mobile marketing and SMS. But the seven pillars across the top are content, design, search, media, CRM, which includes email marketing, and then pillars 6 and 7, which are really the two latest, are social media and mobile. So that actually defines the actual specific seven pillars. But the system itself goes a lot deeper than just, you know, that list of tactical areas. We actually integrate and really have a healthy respect, which I think we'll talk about a little later, traditional marketing as well. So we talk about how digital, you know, integrates in with traditional. And again, each of those seven areas that I just mentioned We have a whole list of best practices and kind of a process or a checklist, so to speak, for how marketers and business owners should go about or could go about evaluating how they're doing in those areas and identifying ways they could actually improve their businesses or the way their particular products and services are marketed using tools like search marketing and online media. And one thing we do in our system, Eric, which really bodes well for business owners, is it's scalable. So if you're a startup business with a $5,000 a month budget, you could use this system. If you're running a marketing campaign for Coca-Cola that's got a $5 million budget, you can also use this system. So based on what your goals are and what kind of resources you actually have available, the system adapts and offers different kinds of tools to kind of basically make the most of the resources you have and help you try to achieve your goals, regardless of the scale or the level of what those goals might be.
Good stuff there. Now, what would you say is unique about the Seven Pillars course?
So this course, I mean, there's a lot of great information out there on the web. And nowadays, when it comes to online learning, it's amazing what you can learn just by going to YouTube or sites like lynda.com. There's so many wonderful resources out there. And for example, when we're hiring people or bringing people into our company, we're always impressed, and I'm most impressed with people that know how to self-teach whatever it is their current gaps are, whatever it is they're trying to learn. So truly, there's a lot of wonderful resources out there on the web. And I think we're certainly in the midst of a revolution in terms of learning and education, in terms of the tools that are available online. And some of them are free. There's a lot of free tools, and there's some paid tools as well. So as it comes to our space, again, there's a lot of great information, a lot of great courses. As I mentioned earlier, though, information gets outdated so quickly. So one of the unique things about our system and our training and our course is that it's we talk about what the life cycle is for different best practices and different tools, and we're constantly updating what those are. And because our training is actually rooted in the work that our agency does and that we've been doing for over 16 years now as Blue Liner, the agency conducting and actually engaging in these services, we're not teaching at all from a theoretical standpoint. We're teaching from a very practical standpoint and actually utilizing the Seven Pillars methodology in our practice. So hundreds of clients that we've serviced, thousands of different marketing campaigns have all actually been conducted through the use of the same principles and tools that we're teaching here with the Seven Pillars. And some other unique aspects of the course is that it's not just about learning the marketing tactics. This is really kind of like an entrepreneurship course, because most of our clients are small business owners and entrepreneurs. I felt it was incumbent upon us to go beyond just teaching tactics and teaching, you know, information, but really teaching principles and teaching a bit of a lifestyle of, you know, what kind of mentality, what kind of approach, and a bit of the psychology behind even things like building teams. So we address more than just tactics. We address things like how to deal with limited finances, how to put teams together of the types of people you need in a team that complement each other. You know, obviously, you have to have some creative types. You have to have some types that are really good with numbers, because so much of what we deal with in digital marketing is oriented around analytics and numbers and is very quantitative. So in summary, I would say the unique components of our course is that it's a real experiential process. We don't just sit there and put up PowerPoint slides and just lecture to our students. We actually integrate them into the process. And there's assignments where we're working together. We're actually bringing their real-life business challenges into the classroom and trying to solve them by using these principles and these tactics. So the fact that we're integrating the students into the process, the fact that we're going beyond just tactical and skill-based teaching, but actually teaching principles. These are some of the things that make the course unique.
And certainly agree with you there. It certainly is unique. Today we are joined by Mr. Armand Rusta, author of the book, The Seven Pillars of Digital Marketing, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Rusta, if you would, tell us about the format of the course, continuing on.
Sure. So we actually have several things going on with the course. We've written a book called The Seven Pillars of Digital Marketing, which is naturally required reading for the course. And then we have both an online component where someone who can't make it to our actual facility, which is in Jersey City, New Jersey, can actually take a version of the course online. I would say it's not as integrative and elaborate as the in-person course, but it's certainly more than a strong introduction. So that's available online as well, and I'll give you the details there later. But the in-person course is where I think there's the most meat. We actually have our next cycle starting April 5th, and the format will be 3 hours once a week. So on a Wednesday, towards the later part of the day, 4 p.m., people will come into our high-tech lab. We have a really nice facility with full floor-to-ceiling whiteboards, again, where we break out in groups and work on group projects. And so it's 3 hours a night over an eight-week period. And we also have an application that we've developed, which is utilized in the course to kind of manage the coursework. So it's kind of like a marketing plan, a builder-type app, that as people come into the course, what they should leave with after 8 weeks is a fully new seven pillars stamped marketing plan for their either their current business or a new business that they're conceiving. So they walk out with a really practical tool and guide for their marketing career and their venture.
And Armand, if you would, who would be the best for this course?
Well, I think business owners, again, this is from our 15-plus years of experience actually servicing different types of clients. Small business owners is definitely the target, the key target, and the people that will get the most benefit because they're so busy trying to grow a business, manage their personal lives, and really make it all work at the same time, try to keep some life balance and perspective. And that's who we work best with. We help entrepreneurs and small business owners to learn how to manage their time, manage their energy, and then be the most efficient as they possibly can be with the resources they have, learn some tricks of the trade, learn that they don't have to do everything on their own like most entrepreneurs start out doing, but they've learned quickly that you're going to burn out that way. This is a marathon, not a sprint. And so you need to learn, and again, we teach this, how to build teams that can support what the vision is, and you know how to delegate and manage and use different KPIs and benchmarks and metrics to understand what's working and where you need to make strategic shifts or pivots. So, yep, entrepreneurs and small business owners are certainly the key target and the key beneficiaries of this type of system.
Also, what's your take on digital versus traditional marketing? Certainly want to hear your input there.
Interesting, Eric, because 10 years ago, there was big debates about how much percentage of budget digital should get versus traditional, and you almost have these different camps. Nowadays, which is nice to see, it's finally happening. It's really becoming just one thing, right? And it's integrated marketing or just marketing in general. And digital is a touch point that transcends and goes across every part of traditional marketing now. So they really become one and the same. And in our system, we talk to that. We have a very healthy respect for traditional marketing. And even as an agency, we focus more on integrated marketing because almost every form of marketing is now somewhat integrated and has a digital component. So it's really, digital is really part of the lifeblood of all marketing. And I think in the next 5-10 years, we'll probably just start dropping those terms, you know, digital, traditional, and it's just marketing.
And I agree with you there. I think we will see those terms drop as well. Lastly, what's one thing you're teaching now that you wish you knew when you started as an entrepreneur in conclusion?
That's a great question. And what it really comes down to is not, and I mentioned this before, it's not the tactics and the specific skills and best practices. That's all good information to have, and we're giving that information as well. It's really the principles and the overall approach to entrepreneurship and to building a business and developing an attitude, you know, as a leader and an approach, integrating a system, building a team, and really building kind of a work-life balance so that one can actually be around for the marathon and actually finish the journey, which I see a lot of entrepreneurs burn out because of various stresses or not being able to handle certain part of the process or not getting enough sleep, not getting the right food and diet. So it's actually these intangible skills and tools that we infuse into our teaching to try to really train, you know, this next generation of entrepreneurs. So again, that's, as I mentioned before, it's one of the unique qualities of what we offer, and it's something that isn't very frequently taught. You know, when you're taking a marketing course or even entrepreneurship course, it's so often focused on the nuts and bolts of the business components. And I think that this other part we're talking about work-life balance, is very, very important to making sure that you could be there to finish the ride, finish the job, and do so with a happy and healthy kind of mind frame, and that has a positive impact on the staff, on the team, on clients. So that's something I wish, you know, someone else would have taught me. I kind of had to learn that on my own coming up through the years.
Well, Armand, we certainly have appreciated all the advice and the information shared here today. Thanks so much. Where can listeners get more information about your book, the course, and how can one be in touch?
Sure. No, thank you so much for the opportunity. It's great. It's a great discussion and obviously a topic I'm very passionate about. The best source of information is our website. It's sevenpillarsdigital.com. And on that site, you'll be able to learn about the book, the courses. And it's worth mentioning, we actually have anyone in the tri-state area, we have an open house on March 29th that's free, that we invite, you know, business owners, marketers, entrepreneurs to come visit, and they'll get a bit of a taste for what the actual in-person course is like, which actually starts the subsequent week. So if anyone's interested, there's more information about that on our website there. And, you know, look forward to hopefully interacting with some of the listeners through the course or the books or the application that we have as well.
Well, Armand, you're certainly doing a fantastic job in this space. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company. And it certainly has been our pleasure. We have been speaking with Mr. Armand Rusta, the author of the book, The 7 Pillars of Digital Marketing, that is now also a digital marketing academy that offers training for individuals related or not to the marketing field, small business owners and entrepreneurs. It also provides agency and corporation certifications within this new methodology. And for more information, simply visit 7pillarsdigital.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.